And now, it's your turn with Dave Mullarkey. 724-283-2525. It's Butler County's only live call-in talk show. It's your turn on 680 AM WISR and worldwide on the internet at WISR680.com. It's your turn, 724-283-2525. And now, it's your turn with Dave Mullarkey.
Well, good afternoon once again, everyone. Welcome. Nice to be with us on the Wednesday edition of It's Your Turn. We're halfway through the week already. My. And by this weekend, we'll be halfway through July. Kind of a sobering thought, isn't it? Yeah. Well, nice to have you with us at any rate on It's Your Turn, whether you're listening on the radio, broadcast, or as you just heard, anywhere around the world on the internet as we stream this program every day. And we get lots of feedback from folks, especially Butler folks who are on vacation somewhere, anywhere in the country or other countries listening in. So, hi. Nice to have you with us here today. A little bit later on, we're going to be chatting with Melissa Leedy. Melissa is the Member Accounts Executive of the Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber. And we'll have a guest from Cranberry Rotary with us as well a little bit later on the program. But first, we say hello to Carol Oshinsky, Senior Vice President at Next Tier Bank. Carol, it is good to see you.
It's great to see you too, and as always, thanks for having me.
On a hot day, nice to have you here in the air-conditioned studio for at least a while, huh?
It feels much better in the air conditioning.
Pretty steamy out there today. And Carol is here to introduce this month's Next Tier Spotlight Nonprofit. Who is it?
This month for July, we're very pleased to announce that we have selected Butler County Humane Society. We all know what an awesome job they do rescuing and caring, and they have so many fundraisers throughout the month, the year, that really help our beloved animals. So we're really pleased to have them as our spotlight nonprofit.
And here to talk with us about the Butler County Humane Society is the Assistant Executive Director, and that's Debbie Olio. Debbie, it's nice to meet you. You've never been here before, have you?
Yes, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me
today.
Oh,
it's my pleasure. Believe me, nice to have you here today. The Butler County Humane Society shelter is located just off Evans City Road,
yes.
Right?
Yes, mm-hmm. 1015 Evans City Road.
If you're heading southwest out of Butler toward Evans City and you pass the farm show ground, you better start looking, because you're pretty quickly coming up on the left-hand side of the road.
Exactly, huh? Right. Yeah. Just up the road.
Have
you
been?
They have a nice new sign, too, Dave. I'm sorry I didn't mean to interrupt you, but they have a nice new sign that it's been there maybe a couple years now, but
yes,
it really does look nice.
I've seen it, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a big improvement over what was there before.
Yes.
Debbie, have you been with the Humane Society for very long?
About 2 years now.
Ah.
2 years.
Well, it's
yes,
high time we had you here then to say hello.
Well, thank you. Yeah. It's great to be here.
We were just kind of chatting about the hot weather. It's 86 right now here at our studios. We hit 80 degrees at 10 o'clock this morning. So you know it's going to be a hot day when it's already 80 degrees at 10 o'clock. My question, Debbie, does that affect the animals, or are you air conditioned throughout the shelter there?
Luckily, we have air conditioning. We have very dedicated volunteers who come walk our dogs, so we're very conscientious about having a certain time limit outside so they're not outside too long, having plenty of water to drink and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of keeping it low activity, but they have wonderful pools outside in their private fenced-in areas that they're able to cool off and enjoy as well.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Got a little puppy pools out there, huh?
Yes, mm-hmm, which is really nice. They enjoy that.
I never thought about outside, because you got to take them outside to exercise them on a regular basis.
Exactly.
You know?
So we're very conscientious not to overheat them while they're out and about or socializing. Mm-hmm.
And I know not a great deal about dogs. I know a little bit. I know that, for example, dogs don't perspire. They don't sweat.
Exactly, yes.
We humans and some other animals cool themselves off by perspiring, and then the moisture evaporates on your arm or whatever, and it's, you know, drops the temperature a few degrees. Dogs can't do that. They have to try to cool themselves through their tongue.
Their tongue, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So that's why they hang their tongue out so much whenever they're hot.
Yes.
Looks kind of goofy, but they're doing that to cool themselves off.
Exactly.
Is the Butler County Humane Society shelter still a no-kill shelter?
Yes, sir. It is a no-kill shelter.
One of the first ones around here that I can remember, it was quite a few years ago whenever the decision was made to go to a no-kill shelter, which is pretty neat, but it does create more challenges, doesn't it? Because sometimes you end up with a lot of animals there.
Yes.
More than you can really handle at one time, huh?
Yes.
Are there animals available for adoption all the time?
Yes, there are. There are. We have cats and dogs, and currently, just in our inventory of dogs that we have currently, we have 51 dogs and 107 cats.
107 cats?
Yes. We usually have more cats than dogs at our shelter, so part of our mission is not only to rehome the animals that we get and give them a safe haven on their journey to their forever homes, but in addition to stress to the community the importance of spaying and neutering, keeping up with vaccinations and things of that nature.
And this is also the kitten season, is it not?
Yes, it is,
so you tend to have more cats. There are more litters born this time of year, spring, early summer.
Exactly. So we're lucky to have volunteers that do fostering for us as well. So we do have some of those. We have cats and kittens in foster currently at the moment, and some dogs.
So does the Humane Society get government funds for its operation, or how?
Unfortunately, we do not, but thanks to Next Tier Bank, their generosity, we rely solely on the people of the community to contribute to us, either through fundraising, doing events for us in the community, donating goods and services to us. We have a wish list on our website of things that we need to run our shelter day in and day out.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we keep our doors open. And we couldn't do it with our amazing dedication of our staff and of our volunteers and people of the community.
So what are some of the things on your wish list right now?
You know what? We were in need of pools. I think we did pretty good getting our swimming pools, but we're always in need of rescue disinfectant. I think right now we're in need of some kitten chow, and we go through tons of peanut butter, so that's always...
You said rescue disinfectant? Is that like a brand name or something?
You can order that on our website, Amazon. They have it on Amazon. I believe it's Amazon Smile. You can order that, and it can be shipped directly to our shelter. So we do have a list of that on our website as well. Those who don't like to go out and shop can simply order something on live and have it shipped directly
to
us.
So what do you use that when you're washing the dogs or
when what? When we're cleaning the shelter.
Oh, I see. The cleaning the shelter.
Exactly. Most definitely.
And so people order that and then they have it shipped to the Humane Society.
Exactly.
And they cover the cost?
Mm-hmm.
Expensive?
It can be, yes. Very much so.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I suppose you use a lot of it, huh?
We do.
Yeah.
We do.
What about dog food and stuff like that? Do people donate that?
Oh, yes. Dog food as well. Dog food. Non-clumping cat litter. Things of that nature.
These are things I didn't think about.
Garbage bags, 55-gallon carb. I can go on and on. But, yeah, there's a number of various things that we do ask for at our shelter.
Has the Butler County Humane Society been a spotlight nonprofit previously, Carol?
They have been. We try and keep them on every year. They're a customer of the bank. They've supported the bank for a long time. And we also know, as was mentioned, that they don't get any government funding. All of their collections need to be by donation. Mm-hmm. So we really try hard to support them, and we like to grow their awareness. And, you know, having them as a spotlight nonprofit is a great way to get the word out.
You take animals in from all over the county, I guess, right?
Butler County.
Not just for the city of Butler or the immediate Butler area,
Butler
but other
County.
Places as well.
In Butler County, yes.
And obviously you're available to have people that want to adopt a pet, a shelter pet, to come from anywhere, right?
Yes, most definitely. Most definitely. They're welcome to come to our shelter and have a look, have a walk through. And
I have two of my pets that I got at the Humane Society.
Shelter pets, huh?
Shelter pets, and you know what? They're amazing dogs. They really are. I think they have an awareness that you rescued them and gave them a home.
What kind of dogs do you have?
They're both mixes. One is a pit bull mix, and honestly, pit bull has such a bad reputation for that is unfounded, in my opinion. Her name's Paisley, and we call her Perfect Paisley because she is the best dog you could ever ask for. Well-behaved, athletic, so just gentle, and gets along with everyone. You know, it's just a shame that that pit bull breed has, you know, kind of that reputation. And the other one's a little dachshund mix. And she was in a hoarding situation, and she lived in the basement of a hoarder with seven other dogs. And she was a real challenge when we first got her. We had to keep her on a leash in the house so we could go to the leash to grab her because she wouldn't come to us. But you know what? And I've had her 3 years, and she has come around to be such a loving, good dog.
That's wonderful.
Wonderful stories about shelter pets, huh?
Yes, I can't take my work home. I fostered three kittens that came in a cardboard box, and over a year later, they did not go back to the shelter.
I could never work there because I would want to take them all home. Mm. I get, but you get your fix at work.
And I do.
Yeah,
I do.
You're there with them.
Yes. Most definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit, Carol, about the Next Year Connects programs, which would be of interest to nonprofit groups.
Absolutely. Next Year Connects is a program that really was created for our nonprofits. We found that many nonprofits were underserved in their banking needs. So we created the program, and obviously it has all the fundamental banking products you would need: checking, savings, money market, CDs, free online banking. But then it also adds some ancillary services that really go above and beyond to help the nonprofits. We know that nonprofits need to grow awareness. So hence, one of the things we do is we showcase them throughout our branch network for the entire month. But we also, by your kindness, bring them on, you know, your show. And I think that really helps to grow the awareness. We also sell some delicious Pflugers chocolate-covered pretzels, and the proceeds from that go to the Humane Society. And then we also have some really kind of different services. We can help them with donations. We can help them with collecting their donations if need be, because that can be a very arduous task. And we know that a lot of nonprofits, their staffing is low. And so those are some of the services that just go above and beyond their traditional banking.
Most nonprofits, they simply can't afford to have certain professional staff to handle fundraising and things like that. They can't do it.
That's why we want to be a partner to them and help them in any way possible we can.
We'll take a break, and we'll talk more with our guests on the It's Your Turn program here on this Wednesday, the 10th day of July. We'll be back after these words.
The Young Funeral Home of Butler invites you to stop by their Jefferson Street location, downtown Butler, to talk about pre-arrangements. Not the easiest thing to do, but necessary. And the Young family will walk you through the process, making it very comfortable and really easy to take care of. You'll experience peace of mind knowing that your wishes and plans will be carried out to the last detail. Call the Young Funeral Home in Butler today to make an appointment with a member of the Young family. Generations of the Young family have been caring for generations of Butler families for well over 40 years. The Young Funeral Home, West Jefferson Street in Butler.
Welcome back. It's the Wednesday edition of It's Your Turn here on WISR. Nice to have you here. If you're joining us a little bit late, and that happens a lot, especially with people who have just jumped into the car or whatever and turned on the radio, I'm Dave Malarkey. Our guests are Carol Chensky, who is a Senior Vice President at Next Year Bank, and Debbie Olio, who's the Assistant Executive Director of the Butler County Humane Society. Talk a little bit about volunteer opportunities, Debbie, at the Humane Society. I assume that you're always in need of more volunteers.
Yes, we are. Always, always, always.
To do what? What do they do?
They do various things. They socialize. They walk our dogs, socialize with our cats. They also help with tasks at our shelter, whether it be sweeping, mopping, laundry, stuffing Kongs with peanut butter for our dogs so they have a treat, things like that. And we also have events out in the community where they take some of our adoptable animals to showcase the ones that are available for adoption in hopes that they find their forever homes.
They socialize with animals? Tell me a little bit about that. Is that a necessary thing to do?
It is very much so, because it can be very traumatic on how an animal arrives at our shelter, whether it be a stray or surrender, someone who can't keep their animal. It can be very stressful, so they come in and they're able to provide that support. That unconditional love, that socialization is key in finding their forever home. When they come in as a stray, us not knowing their background, it makes it very difficult, but having that support is crucial.
See, I'm not a pet owner, so I'm not really familiar with how you do this? You talk to them?
You can talk to them. We have a wonderful Shelter Buddies reading program that we have at our shelter in our communal cat room, where we have students of grades 1 through 8 come on a Sunday and or a weekday. We have some weekday dates during the summer to come read to our cats. So they get to read to our cats at the same time, just giving some much-needed petting, talking to them, just interaction.
So they read to the cats.
They do.
This
read
is fascinating to
the cats.
To me. Mm-hmm. And that settles them down a little bit?
It does, very much so.
Well, the problem, I guess, is, and again, I don't have any expertise at all in this area, but if not the majority of animals who end up at the shelter have been mistreated in one way or another, right?
Some have, yes, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Yes, they have.
So I guess this calming activity, whether it's cuddling or reading to them or talking to them or petting them,
exactly,
is a big help.
Exactly. Very much so. And what I try to explain to volunteers that are incoming, it's in essence what they're offering is they're offering their hand, and our animals are offering their paw and hand in hand. Our volunteers guide them on their safe journey home. So,
talk a little bit about the need for spaying and neutering of animals.
Overpopulation.
How important is that?
Very, very much so. As we can see right now at our shelter, the influx we have of kittens at the moment is just overwhelming. It can be at times. So it's very important to stress to owners that do have cats to spay and neuter, as well as their dogs, to keep that population in check. It's very, very difficult. There's so many unwanted animals in our community. We just can't stress that importance enough. And we do have rabies and microchip clinics as well for those to come out. And we do have spay and neuter clinics for our cats.
I knew dogs could get rabies. I saw a story in the news just a couple of weeks ago. It was down in Pittsburgh somewhere where there was a rabid cat.
Oh, goodness,
I didn't know that cats could get rabies.
Yes.
I thought it was like dogs and foxes and skunks, you know.
Yeah, cats can get it as well. So it's very, very important to keep up with those vaccinations.
So they have to get shots too, huh?
Yes, most definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you do that. Do you automatically spay and neuter animals that come into the shelter if they...
After they've been there for a period of time, yes. So anybody adopting from us will have a dog that has been spayed or neutered, or a cat, up to date on all its immunizations, will be microchipped, and all that's needed to be purchased on adoption is a dog license upon leaving our facility.
I'm somewhat familiar with this microchip process, but I've always wondered whether it's used a lot. I mean...
I think it's more common now, a lot more common it is. And it's something that's, you know, if you lose a tag, it's very hard. When we do get a dog that has no identification, no collar, and they're not microchipped, that makes it very difficult for us to find their family and reunite them. So
if you have just hypothetically, a stray dog is brought into the shelter, and you can pass the sensor or whatever over the neck, and if they've been microchipped, it'll give you...
Yes, that number will come up.
A number?
Yes, a number will come up.
And then you go to like a database somewhere?
Exactly, and there are various providers that have certain numbers, so that's how we go about doing that. We match the number to the provider and give them a call and say, hey, we've had a dog arrive here with this number. Is there any information you can give us on the owners? And that's how we try to reunite them. If not, then it makes it very difficult. But we are very good about posting on Facebook, Butler Lost and Found. We've had great success with that, so it's getting the word out there that to people, as soon as they're missing their dog or cat, to call us immediately, so we are on the lookout for it.
Do you think it's a good idea for pet owners to get their pets microchipped?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely, yes.
We hear stories, you know, about dogs who have become lost, and then months later, sometimes years later, they work their way back home with some... amazing homing instinct, you know, like a homing pigeon or something like that.
Right.
And then you have others that have been lost forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Even stories of people who took their dog on a vacation somewhere, you know, even to another state, and the dog gets away, and that's it.
Yes.
But if it was microchipped?
Yes.
Could be in Colorado, and they would still be able to know who the owner
exactly.
was, right?
And hopefully they keep in contact with registering and keeping that current information up to date as well. So if an owner moves, to make sure they keep that address current.
I want to get back to volunteers, because I know you need volunteer help all the time. Do you have to be a certain age to volunteer at the Humane Society shelter?
We have families that come through. We do advise families that are coming through, children 8 years of age. Anybody under the age of 18 has to be accompanied by an adult.
Mm-hmm.
So we have orientations for that where they come through. I do our orientations at the shelter twice a month. So we have volunteers come through that are interested in volunteering with us. And once they've completed the orientation, then they're free to volunteer with us.
Talking with Debbie Olio, she's the Assistant Executive Director of the Butler County Humane Society. You mentioned special events. Do you have any of those coming up in the future?
Yes, we do. We actually have, up and coming July 27th, we have a rabies and microchip clinic here at the Butler City Farmers Market. Dr. Hostovich will be doing our clinic. That'll be a rabies and microchip clinic.
What's the date for that again?
Saturday, July 27th.
Well, that's not
from
too far
2
away.
To 4.
Yeah.
So that's up and coming as well. We have a spay and neuter clinic coming up on the 9th of August as well. You can call and schedule an appointment for cats to be spayed and neutered. They just contact us directly at our shelter for that. We also have a dog pool potty and Alameda dog swim. That's always a volunteer and our staff favorite. We take our dogs that are adoptable, and from the community, people are able to take their dog out to Alameda Pool and swim. They close the pools just for the dogs, so we have that up and coming on September 8th. So that's always a fun event. And
that's right, that's always at the end of the swimming season.
Yes, and 50% of those proceeds come back to the Butler County Humane Society. August 17th, we also have a Sailor and Sokol V Memorial Ride. The proceeds for that will be benefiting the Humane Society as well. So there are various things that are coming up. I don't know how I can go on and on with various events, but
I've seen stories about people who bake their own dog treats.
Yes.
Can people do that and then donate them to the shelter?
Most definitely.
We have
Girl Scouts. We have, yes, many students who do that as far as projects, whether it be Honor Society or just because they want to brighten our pet's day, which is wonderful. We just ask that they put the ingredients. They give us a hard copy of the ingredients that are listed on the packaging. That way we know what animals are safe to have what, because some of them do have food intolerances or allergies. So we're just careful not to give them something that they could have a reaction to.
Just heard a story today on the news about dogs, the danger for dogs of one of the commonly used artificial sweeteners these days. Xylitol, I think, was the name of it, or something like that. Very dangerous for dogs.
Okay.
You never know. A lot of folks put that in their food. You know, they want to cut down on sugar use.
Exactly. And a lot of the treats that do come through that people make are fairly natural. They're very basic ingredients, whether they're peanut butter, honey, mm-hmm. maybe a little bit of flour, some oats. But, yeah, they're pretty simple, not too much added to them, which I think is the best for them, too.
Mm-hmm. Any other ways that people can help? We have a lot of animal lovers out there that, even in a small way, could help the Butler County Humane Society.
They could volunteer. They can donate their time. They could donate things from our wish list and just spread the word about our facility. We always are in need of volunteers and community support. We have a lot of scouts that are active and doing events for us as well, too.
You mean like Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts thing?
Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts. And just stressing to the importance, especially our youth, how important it is to treasure what they have. And explain the importance of care of their animals and pets at home and how that relates to the overall health of the community as well.
Do you have anything other than dogs and cats at the Humane Society shelter?
No,
are there any, like, exotic pets out there?
We do not. However, we do get calls for various animals, but we do refer them to other agencies that are able to assist them. But it's just dogs and cats at the Humane Society.
So no snakes or anything like that, huh?
No snakes, no.
Snakes on the plane. Dogs and cats. Huh?
Just dogs and cats. Hmm. Yes.
If you have never been out there, it's so nice to go and see all that's done. You know, Debbie mentioned they disinfect. And when you go in there, you can even tell how clean it is. And I can't imagine all the work that's needed to keep it clean. But they allow you to go back and visit all the mm-hmm. adoptable pets. And all the pets are crated, so you know there's no scare of you know any contact or anything happening. But it's just such a nice and happy facility. There's a room where if you're wanting to adopt a pet, you can go into that room and have some time, get to familiarize yourself with the dog, and it's just it is a happy place. It really is. So if you're interested, what are
the
hours?
Our hours, we are closed on Mondays to the public, but it doesn't affect our volunteers, but we do still take strays and donations even when we are closed on Monday. But our hours are Tuesday through Friday from 11 to 5 and Saturday and Sunday 10 to 5.
Stop in and see those puppy dog eyes, huh?
Oh, yes.
They melt your heart, Dave.
Yeah. There was a story about that on Wire a month or so ago about how it was a study. I forget where the study was done as to how some researchers believe that dogs developed that ability through evolution. Certain muscles in the face that enable them to give you that puppy dog eye look because wolves don't have it. Dogs, of course, are descended from wolves. But they were comparing the facial muscles and so on, and you can't get that look from a wolf pup or a full-grown wolf. But dogs, they can do it to you, you know. They can give you that look, and it's pretty hard to resist. But they've learned. It's a learned behavior. They're playing us for suckers sometimes.
Well, I know I'm a big sucker.
Yeah, it's hard not to be.
Yeah.
Yes.
Didn't see anything about cats, but cats can do that too.
Oh, yes they can. They're adorable.
Especially kittens, you know, they can look kind of cuddly.
Even
stray kittens can look beautiful. They all look beautiful, right, at the shelter.
They are, very much so. They are beautiful and every way.
Yeah, and if you've never had a pet, a cat is a great way to start because they are a lot more independent. Dogs are very dependent. They need your love, attention, and they really do require time, but cats can be so much easier. So if you're kind of on the edge, go to the Humane Society because, as you know, there's over 100 cats there, and it's a great way to start to be a pet owner. That's how I started out.
They're independent, but they can be finicky, too.
They can. Yeah.
Cats
they
are
can
finicky.
Be. They can be.
What? You want me to eat that? Are you kidding? Right? Right?
They can be.
Yeah.
They can be.
So can dogs.
But they're just as level. I was going to say, we do have, there are some dogs that are the same way.
Yeah.
They're all different.
Mm-hmm. What's the most popular breed of dog that people are looking for?
You know what? It varies. And we tell people who are coming through not to focus too much on the breed, just on the type of pet that they're looking for. But small dogs tend to go very quickly. So,
how do you know that? I'm not quite sure how to phrase this. How do you know you got a good match when a person or a family comes to adopt a pet?
We have them come in, and we have all the family members meet. If they do have a dog, there's a dog intro that's needed to make sure it's a good fit. If that doesn't, maybe we're not too comfortable, we'll have a second visit. We just make sure everyone gets along well, and if we feel that the fit is great, then they're able to adopt. Mm-hmm. But we want to make sure that it's good for everyone involved.
So you have experience with that, and you can kind of tell whether it's
most definitely
working or not. Huh?
Yes, most definitely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Butler County Humane Society shelter, located just off Evans City Road, just west of Butler. And by the way, you're governed by a board of directors, right?
Yes, we have a
takes
wonderful
care of all
board
the
of directors.
Business decisions and everything.
Yes, we are. We're very lucky to have a wonderful board of directors. Very
and
supportive.
You mentioned your wish list for donations. Is that you have that posted?
On our website? Yes, you can go directly to our website, and it's posted on there.
What's your web address?
I think it's www.butlercountyinfo@. You can go and you can just put in Google Butler County Humane Society. And
Google
it.
You can
site.
Google anything.
Yes.
And find
Google anything. Put it in there.
So true.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, thanks for stopping in, Debbie. Nice to meet you, by the way.
Nice to meet you. Thank you for having me today.
Yeah. Debbie Olio is the Assistant Executive Director of the Butler County Humane Society. Carol, it's always good to see you as well.
Always good to see you, and thanks for having us.
Sure, sure.
And thank you, Carol, for your generosity. We appreciate it immensely.
Our pleasure.
Stick around. There's more coming up on It's Your Turn here on WISR. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a couple of minutes to talk with Melissa Leedy from the Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber. Be right back.
I'm
I can't remember the last time I went to the dentist. Now I'm too embarrassed to go because my teeth are in such bad condition.
Unfortunately, this person is not alone. Many folks put off going to the dentist because they fear being scolded for neglecting their teeth. This is Dr. Bob Todd with a special message. Dentistry today is faster, easier, and better than ever before. At our dental office, we don't believe in making you feel guilty, no matter how long it has been since you've seen a dentist. We know fear and embarrassment can cause a cycle of procrastination. If it has been years since you've been to the dentist, call us today. We will help put your mind at ease and bring your smile back to health.
If you hate going to the dentist but know you have a dental problem, help is only a phone call away. Dr. Bob Todd and his friendly dental team will answer all your questions and care for all your concerns. For complimentary information or to schedule an appointment at their Butler office on Evan City Road, please call 282-7774 or on the web at butlersmiles.com.
In today's fast-paced world, our lives get a whole lot easier when we trust experts. We trust people who know what they're doing. And when it comes to shipping, I trust Goin Postal Butler. They're right off Newcastle Road on Shockey Lane, right behind King's and Villa Grande restaurants. It's easy, too. I just cruise on back, go say hello to the friendly folks inside, and they package my items for shipping. And that saves me a whole lot of time from trying to wrap my item, trying to find the right size box or the bubble wrap or the mailing labels. With Goin Postal Butler, I know they provide quality service. They've got great prices. Most importantly, they are trustworthy. So I know that my package will go where I need it to go. That's Goin Postal Butler, 140 Shockey Lane in the Shockey Mini Storage Complex, your friendly neighborhood shipping store, Goin Postal Butler.
Welcome back, good friends. Great to have you with us on the Wednesday edition of It's Your Turn, the super-duper hot Wednesday edition. Temperatures expected to at least come close to 90 today, but hey, we're almost to the middle of July. That's what you get this time of year. We say hello to Melissa Leedy. Melissa is the member accounts executive of the Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber. Melissa, good to see you again.
Thanks for having me back, Dave.
Yeah, nice to have you here today. What's happening this month at the Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber?
Oh, you know, we always have a lot going on. We have a lot of summer events that are happening, mostly indoors so that you can stay cool as it gets hotter out.
You had a summer bash recently. How did that go?
It went really well. We had probably close to 200 people in attendance for that event in our partnership that we had with another networking group. A lot of our members got to meet new faces, got to start building those new relationships. So it was a great event.
We're going to be talking a little bit later here on our chat with the representative of Cranberry Rotary. I know there's some stuff coming up going on down there in Cranberry, but you had some networking events that are planned. In fact, I think you have one coming up here at the you had it at the end of June, right?
Yes.
Yeah, what was that?
So that's actually the one we had was a public speaking in June. That was a public speaking workshop that we had at our office. We do have another networking group coming up at the end of July, and that's What's the Scoop on Networking. What's the scoop? I know, it's a little funny. It's a second edition that we're offering. It's a pairing between House of a Thousand Beers, and Grater's Ice Cream. So a couple of our members have got together and figured out which flavors work best together.
What's the scoop? I get it now, huh?
Yeah.
Grater's, well, that's the time to have that boy in the middle
Absolutely.
Of the summer.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You also have a mega mixer coming up a little bit. In fact, that's very soon here now.
It's coming up. Yeah, we're really excited. We're going to have it on the Gateway Clipper again this year. We have 14 different chambers who are going to be involved. We had 9 last year with over 400 people in attendance. So now with 14 chambers, we're expecting that we will probably need a second boat, which is great. More opportunities for people to network and get to know each other in the Pittsburgh area.
You know, that's something that I have never done.
Been a resident of Western Pennsylvania all my life. I've never gone on any of the Gateway Clipper boats.
Well, Dave, you can come with us if you want. I'll personally show you around.
Well, I always thought it would be nice, you know, to be out on the rivers. And they have several boats in the fleet there. So still time to get involved with that? There's still space and everything?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Do they contact you, or what do you do?
Yeah, they can just call the respective chamber that they're affiliated with if they are a member at one. If they're not, they can just call the Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber's office, and we can get them tickets for the event.
Where is your Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber office, by the way?
Well, we have two. We have one in Cranberry at the Cranberry Municipal Building, and then we have our second location in Wexford, right off of Route 19, across from the Whole Foods grocery store.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Cranberry, it's a big week, the end of this week in Cranberry. They got the Community Days thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So our Community Days is coming up starting tomorrow on Thursday. It's going to go all the way till Saturday. We have a booth there at the Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber to come out and support the Cranberry area. All of our members can feel free to give us any swag that they want, and we will give it out to all the members of the community. We have a big prize wheel they can spin. It's a free gifts that we're giving away from all of our members who just want a little bit of a plug to be a part of the event. So we're really excited to be a part of it again.
You're going
to
be there at your booth all 3 days?
We have wonderful volunteers who are helping us fill those gaps, but we will have someone manning our booth who's either a member or on staff throughout the whole entire time of Community Days.
Is Cranberry still growing? Every time I'm down there, and I'm not down there every day, but it seems like there's two or three new businesses that I didn't see before.
You're right. There is probably two or three new businesses. It's growing at a rapid pace. I always see construction trucks driving around there, and that's just because they're building new buildings, new businesses are coming to the area, new homes. It's a great place to be right now.
Mm-hmm. They have been very careful, though, about their growth in Cranberry, unlike some other places over the past few decades that experienced exponential growth. They've always made sure they've got parks and green space. They got three big parks in Cranberry. They're planned. They didn't happen by accident.
They're very intentional, which
planned is green space, you know?
Yes. It's beautiful.
It makes it very attractive.
It does.
Yeah, it does for sure. We're chatting with Melissa Leedy from the Pittsburgh, I always have to stop and look at this because I never forget exactly how to say it, the Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber. I make sure that I get it right, Melissa. She's laughing at me, but it's true. You have a social media conference coming up in August. Tell us about that a little bit.
Yes, so we are going to have that event at La Roche University. We have six different sessions that people can sign up for based on what topics that they're interested in. So say they want to learn more about Facebook or LinkedIn or how to promote themselves, what does marketing do for their business, you can sign up for those classes. And we have pooled experts in the industry, respectively, to talk to you about that in a 45-minute to an hour-long presentation each. It can be an all-day event. If you can only come for half of the day, we'd love to have you for half a day. But it really is just an educational experience. Last year, we had around 120 attendees for that event, and it was very well-received.
Do you have to be a member of the Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber to sign up?
You don't have to be a member. We would love for you to be one because it is a little bit cheaper to sign up, but you don't have to be a member if you want to attend that event.
Mm-hmm. Is it expensive? What's the
No, it's very reasonably priced. I don't know if the official pricing has come out, but it was very reasonable for a full-day event last year.
So I suppose there are some businesses who are still catching up with the how important it is these days to have a Facebook presence, for example, or LinkedIn or something like that.
Yeah, and even if you already have those things, stuff is always changing with technology. That's the one thing you can really count on. And so just to keep up on what's happening and what those changes are, it's helpful to come to this conference.
And website management now, of all of those, Facebook, LinkedIn, some of the other social media, website was the earliest. I mean, that was the first thing you had, you know, a presence on the web. But I've come across many companies, when you go to look up information, that they've got an outdated website. It's like, you know, we set it up 15 years ago, and oh, it's still there. It's just fine. It just doesn't work. You need to update that on a regular basis.
Yeah, and especially if you're not updating it. Now with all the things that Google is doing, if someone tries to look for you, and if you haven't touched it in a long time, you're not even going to show up on the list of possible views because they want stuff that's currently being updated all the time. They want fresh material. So if you're not doing that, I would highly encourage that you come to our conference and learn how you can do that on your own. And if you don't have the time, resources that you can help with the website design.
And there's no overemphasizing that image. I know when I go onto a website, your first impression is, wow, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's attractive. That looks good.
Absolutely.
As opposed to, when's the last time they touched this thing, huh? Again, that's coming up on August 6th, and here we are July 10th already, so better get on your horse if you want to sign up for one of those sessions. That'll be a good thing. Social Media Conference, sponsored by the Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber. And then if we look ahead into the future just a bit, we have the Taste of Cranberry coming up in late summer.
Yeah.
Late summer, early fall, I guess, right around the change of seasons.
Yes, it's an awesome community event that we offer. This year it's going to be at the Marriott in Cranberry. We have a lot of different restaurants who will be participating. Last year we had 25 different restaurants. So as someone from the community or someone who is in business, you can purchase a ticket. And that ticket allows you to go over to every single one of those booths and try out all the restaurants that are in your backyard. So maybe you've always been wanting to go to a restaurant but have not had the opportunity. This is a way that you can kind of taste around all of Cranberry and figure out, hey, maybe I would have tried that on my own, but based on this event, I'm going to go have dinner with my family or with a couple of friends. So, yeah, it's a good time.
Can a business join the Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber at any time during the year?
Yeah, there is no so a lot of chambers, maybe they like to join all in January at the beginning of the year. We're not structured that way, so whenever you feel that you're ready to start growing your business and you want to network more, we would love to have you.
What are some of the other benefits other than networking of being a member?
So we do a lot of educational opportunities as well. We had a lunchbox session today, actually, that was talking a little bit more in depth about another type of marketing, email marketing, and a little bit of website development. And that's a free opportunity for education that includes lunch for our members. It's limited seating just based on the size of the room, but that's a free educational opportunity we offer every single month to our members to learn more about how to keep their business updated.
You call that a lunchbox session?
Lunchbox session, yeah.
That's good. That's good. And should there be a new business opening or opening a new location, you can help them with the celebration of that, right?
Yes, it's very helpful for businesses when they're thinking about starting or they just purchased or leased a space to contact us before they open. We have a lot of different resources that they can take advantage from, discounts through getting maybe office furniture, setting up who their phone carrier is going to be. You can save a lot of money if you contact the chamber first. We can definitely help you and point you in the right direction instead of trying to find out the information on your own. And then once you're ready to open, we can definitely do a ribbon cutting for you, bring some of our wonderful members to come and congratulate you and celebrate in your new business.
Is there a geographic footprint for the Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber?
Sure. So McKnight Corridor, North Hills, through Cranberry and Zeelee and Opal, all the way up to Butler.
Melissa Leedy visiting with us. We'll take a break. We have more to discuss. We're going to be chatting with a representative of Cranberry Rotary coming up on the next segment of our chat here on this Wednesday edition of It's Your Turn. So stick around. We'll be back in just a moment or so.
Gut feeling or chronic pain? It could be both. Chronic pain is a symptom of many GI disorders, including endometriosis, PCOS, pelvic inflammatory disease, IBS, hepatitis, and many others. If you're looking for a holistic, all-natural pain relief without the risk of side effects or addiction, medical cannabis might be right for you. Find out how to get your medical marijuana card by calling Compassionate Certification Centers at 888-316-9085 or visit cccregister.com.
In the middle of this summer heat, take a Saturday night and go back to the good old days with an evening of golden memories at the Tanglewood Center. On Saturday, July 13th, enjoy listening to music spanning nearly four decades with performances by the Doo Wop Shop and Platinum 2. Doors open at 6, buffet dinner by Chef George at 7, show starts at 8. Tickets are $25, and as always, it's BYOB. It's an evening of golden memories, Saturday, July 13th at the Tanglewood. For tickets, call 724-2255. 287-0021.
How would you describe driving and parking in Pittsburgh? Long, stressful? How about expensive? If you are answered yes to any of these, then the Butler Transit Authority is here to help. With comfy coach buses equipped with free Wi-Fi and USB ports, commute to Pittsburgh stress-free and economically. With fares starting at just $3.87, not sure if it's for you? Try it out for free. BTA is offering 4 full weeks of transportation completely free the third week of May, June, July, and August. For more information, schedules, and park and ride locations, visit butlertransit.com.
Welcome back for the next segment of our interview here. We're going to be chatting with a representative of Rotary Club of Cranberry Township, Sunrise. It's Matt Fior. Matt, nice to meet you. Nice to have you here today.
Thank you so much, Dave. I appreciate you having me on.
I'm guessing that your particular Rotary Club meets early in the morning. Am I right on that?
We do. We do. We meet at 7:30 on Friday morning at the Marriott in Cranberry Township.
Every week?
We even have every week, and we even have breakfast at 7 a.m. For those that are really early risers.
Rotary is an amazing organization. I'm sure that many of our listeners are familiar with some of the projects that have been done here locally, but they may not realize that Rotary is actually an international service organization, right? You've got clubs all over the world.
Yes, we do. We are one of over 35,000 Rotary clubs in over 200 countries as part of Rotary International. Which is a non-profit, non-political, non-religious, open to really all cultures, races, creeds, with over 1.5 million members. But our club locally is just over 40 members in the Cranberry Township Sunrise Club. There is also a club called the Cranberry Township Noon Club, which meets at noon, as well. So there's options for people to join Rotary at various times during the week and during the day in this area.
Have you ever attended a Rotary Club meeting in another country, Matt?
I haven't, but many of our club members have. In fact, we give each of our members a flag to carry with them so that when they visit other countries, they can exchange our club's flag with other Rotary clubs. And many of our members do travel a lot for work, both nationally and internationally. And so it's always great to hear the stories that those members come back with, visiting other clubs and other cultures, and what they learn about the people that they attend meetings with.
And by the way, I've talked with other Rotarians over the years, and people may be surprised to know that in addition to local projects, Rotary International has been extremely active in some huge projects worldwide. Are you familiar with any of those, Matt?
Absolutely. I mean, I think most people think about the End Polio Now campaign, which Rotary has been working on diligently for really over 30 years, and they continue to do so. And there's been a lot of press recently around the partnership with the Gates Foundation to really try to finish out that effort. It has been a long and very passionate project for Rotary for many years, but we do a lot of other things. Generally, the Rotary Foundation focuses on six areas: promoting peace internationally, fighting disease, providing clean water, sanitation, and hygiene, focusing on supporting mothers and children, as well as education and growing local economies. So there are many projects beyond the End Polio Now campaign internationally that the Rotary Foundation supports, as well as charities that we support from our local Rotary Club as well. So we've supported trips to Mexico to help local communities with housing, with food and shelter. As well as we support some local charities that help villages in Sri Lanka with education supplies, eyeglasses, and other medical needs.
I'm always amazed at Rotarians who, there's no task that's too big. You know, I say, well, let's come up with some sort of, international project. How about we wipe out polio all over the world? It's incredible. And they did it, for goodness sakes. It's amazing.
Yeah, they're so very close. And really, with that campaign, it's really trying to isolate those few cases that are left. And they're often in the hardest to reach areas and those with the least amount of support. And so we're still on that campaign, and we're very, very close to ending it. And we contribute to that every year. But there's so much else that we also do throughout the year and throughout the years here at Rotary.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what projects at the local level that people could identify with, Matt. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely. We have a lot of things that we do locally, and I probably cannot list them all here. We almost always have something going on, a volunteer opportunity, a fundraiser, just a place for our club to get involved in the community. But a couple of things that I wanted to highlight were the food drive that we do for Gleaners Food Bank here in Cranberry every spring. Many Cranberry residents probably recognize the bags and the flyers that we put on their mailboxes, and then we come around and collect all that food and bring it back to the food bank. We also volunteer with the Lighthouse Foundation, who provides housing and food for people in need in the Pittsburgh area. And we also do some things internally in our club around awarding scholarships for local high school graduates. Every year, every spring, we award scholarships for students that are going to IUP, BC3, as well as another scholarship for any college of the student's choice. So we are always actively looking for more seniors to apply to those scholarships every spring throughout the Seneca Valley School District.
What about any charity events that are coming up on your slate in the future, not too distant future, or perhaps further down the road, Matt?
Sure, and that's one of the big things I want to highlight today. We support many of our local charities, our scholarships, even Voice, the local women's shelter, with many of our fundraising efforts. And we have events throughout the year. The big one that we have coming up shortly here is called Cranberry Cheers. And it's in just 17 days on Saturday, July 27th from 1 to 4 p.m. And that's at the Cranberry Township Municipal Building, one of the biggest indoor spaces in Cranberry Township. And this is a beer, wine, and food tasting event that features local Allegheny and Butler County businesses. We, in addition to helping the community and individuals that are in need, we also like to help support local businesses to help our community thrive and really to bolster that community feel and get involved in the community. But the primary beneficiary of this particular event this year is the CTCC Project of the Year, and that's the Cranberry Township Community Chest, for those of you that don't know. And we support their projects every year, whether it's building a new playground, or the pickleball courts, or the recently opened disc golf course in North Boundary Park. This particular year, the project happens to be the building of a makerspace inside the library, which is in the municipal building where our event will be held. So we're going to be having demonstrations at the event around makerspaces, around really cool things that you can make with the 3D printers, as well as the other machines, saws, sewing machines that will eventually be part of this makerspace long term. As far as where you can buy tickets, you can find those on our website, CranberryTownshipSunriseRotary.org. That's Cranberry TWP, abbreviated for Township, or you can go directly to the CTCC website at CTCCChess.org. So that's our next big event coming up. But we also have one additional one just 2 weeks after that for those that like sports in the area. So we have a sports memorabilia auction happening at the Elks Club in Cranberry on August 16th from 6 to 8 p.m. And our website will also have information about that as well.
So how can you beat that? Cranberry Cheers, wine, beer, and food tasting. Who doesn't go for that? That's on July 27th, which is, I believe you said, a Saturday, right, Matt?
That's correct.
Yeah. And then the charity sports memorabilia auction coming up in August at the Elks Club in Cranberry. We'll take just a quick final break here. Be back to wrap up our chat with Matt and Melissa here on It's Your Turn on WISR right after these words. One of our sponsors on the program today is the Society of St. Vincent de Paul here in Butler. They operate a wonderful food bank for needy families and individuals. They also have a wonderful thrift store, the Society of St. Vincent de Paul Thrift Store in the Greater Butler Mart, Route 8, just south of Butler. And they're always accepting donations there of unwanted clothing, furniture, and knickknacks. And they also will very soon now, just a couple of weeks, begin their weekly collection of excess produce from backyard gardeners that'll go into the food bank. We'll give you the details on that. They expect to kick that off in about another week and a half, weekly collections of excess fresh garden produce for the food bank. They like to say at the Society of St. Vincent de Paul, we stand at tallest when we stoop to help others. It's a wonderful thought. Wonderful thought. All righty. We've been chatting here with Melissa Leedy and also Matt Fior, who's on the line with us right now. Matt is with the Rotary Club of Cranberry Township Sunrise. Can we go somewhere to get more information about what your club does, Matt? How do we find out more info?
Absolutely. You can certainly go to our website at cranberrytwpsunriserotary.org. You can even just Google search Cranberry Sunrise Rotary and you'll find us. And feel free to show up at some of our meetings, our breakfast, to find out more, find out what we're about. We always post all of our events online on that website, as well as you can get tickets to all of our upcoming charity events and what we have coming as far as volunteering and other service-oriented aspects.
Do you sometimes accept new members to Cranberry Rotary Sunrise?
We are always accepting new members. Feel free to reach out to us on the website or just come to a meeting, and we're happy to talk to you, get to know you, and talk through what it takes to become a member of Cranberry Township Sunrise.
Service above self, right, Matt?
Absolutely. That is our motto, and that's what we try to live every day.
Hey, Matt, thanks for chatting with us today. I knew nothing about Rotary Club of Cranberry Township Sunrise. Now I know a lot.
Thank you so much for having me, Dave. I really appreciate the time.
Oh, sure. Our pleasure to chat with you. Thanks very much. Nice guy. And Melissa?
Yeah.
Do you know him?
Not personally, not yet.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that you occasionally cross paths with the good folks at Cranberry Township Rotary,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, nice to have you here today as well.
Thank you.
It's always a pleasure to welcome you to our studio.
Yeah, I love coming here.
Yeah. Melissa Leedy, folks. And by the way, if you want any more information on the Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber, she's the person to talk to, right?
Absolutely,
and
that's me.
Give you a buzz. Melissa is the member accounts executive for the Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber. Well, quick program note, there's still no Pirate baseball. The Bucks are in the midst of their extended midsummer vacation for the All-Star break, but they'll be back in action pretty soon now, a couple of days. The Pirates will begin the second half of the season on the road in Chicago against the Cubs. You a baseball fan, Melissa?
Not so much. However, I do like other sports, like football, basketball.
Won't be long for football either, you know.
Steeler, coming up quick.
Steeler training camp will open in a couple of weeks. But Pirate baseball resumes Friday night here on WISR as the Pirates will be in Chicago to face the Cubs. And you'll hear all the action right here on WISR 680 and the Pirate Radio Network. That wraps our program for today. And we thank all of our guests who are with us on It's Your Turn, and we hope you can be with us tomorrow for the Thursday edition starting at 12:30.
Thanks for joining us for today's edition of It's Your Turn with Dave Malarkey here on WISR 680 AM. Today's broadcast is also archived for you online at WISR680.com. Tune in again next time for Dave Malarkey's It's Your Turn, weekdays from 12:30 to 1:30, right here on WISR 680.
With a shout, so work out. Now when I tell you to shout, I want you to jump at it. Yeah!